敬礼两名和尚，沙迦正。
Homage to the Venerable Monk Liao Ming, Master Sakya Zenkong, the 16th Dharma King Kamapa,
Thubten Da,
and Master Thubten Darchi.
敬礼。
Homage to the three jewels represented on the altar.
今天修法的主尊。
And the main within ourselves, within our minds, we have innate knowledge to be self-enlightened.
我再念一遍这一段话。
Let me repeat this phrase.
说。
The six patriarchs said.
若自悟者。
For those who can gain enlightenment on their own, there is no need to seek externally.
虚他善知识妄得解脱。
But do not think that you can gain enlightenment only by relying on a virtuous and knowledgeable friend.
自心。
Why? Because within ourselves, within our minds, we have the innate knowledge to be self-enlightened.
啊，这一段话呢，跟上回所讲。
So.This statement here compared to the one from last week, which was telling us that we have to seek a great teacher. But here it's also said that after seeking a great teacher, and you wish that the great teacher.
得到解脱
can allow you to gain liberation.
他讲无有事处
then that would not be the case. There's no benefit to it.
其实这一段话听起来好像是矛盾的。
So it seems to be.
要人家去找什么事。那么
seems to be contradictory between these two statements.At one point, he's telling us to seek a great teacher, but at the same time, he's also telling us that there's no benefit to let the great teacher liberate us. But there's a profound meaning behind this. He said, in seeking a great teacher, is to wish for the teachings.And yet we have to seek our own liberation. We have to liberate ourselves. It's not that the teacher is liberating us. So you need to understand the profound meaning behind this. So if you are self-enlightened on your own, there is no need to seekExternally, this is a key point. And once you've found a great teacher, you still have to gain enlightenment on your own. You cannot ask the teacher to give you liberation. But you listen to the teachings of the teacher. And you seekwithin yourself to be enlightened. That's the key point.
这个主要是讲如果你执着以为
If you are so attached,
你只要找到他
and you mistakenly think that once you find the great teacher, then you would be enlightened, then there's no benefits in that.
你找到他
once you found him, he would
开悟
teach you and then you have to gain the enlightenment on your own.
讲何以故为什么是这
So that's why he asked why?
因为你自己心里面
Because within your own minds within your own selves
可以自己悟的
you have the Buddha nature that can be self-enlightened. That's what he meant.
那么我把他的重点这一句话的重点提出来
So I pointed to the few key points First
是自家自家就是自己啦
That on your own or yourself
你自家 就具足了佛性。
So on your own,
本身就具
you are complete with your Buddha nature.
你自己能够悟到了。
And if you can gain enlightenment on your own, then you would gain self-mastery.
点在哪里呢?
So where is the key point?
你说不要向外去求。
So he is teaching us not to seek externally.
求生死的事啊。
Like to be liberated from life and death. And you pray to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and you say, Oh Buddha, please.
能够
Help me
解脱
to be liberated.
那佛不能够让你解脱
That the Buddha cannot liberate you.
佛不能让你解脱
The Buddhas cannot let you be liberated. You have to gain the enlightenment on yourself. Then you would be liberated.
如果求佛
If you pray
救度你
or ask the Buddha
是错误
to save you, then that would be a mistake.
这里面的话很比较深一点
So this is rather profound
希望这个
Heaven every time
来往生境
We pray the Buddha so that we can go to the Western Paradise That the Buddha can appear
接引我
And to meet us and guide us
我到净土
To the Western Paradise To the Pure Land
接引
So we ask the BuddhaTo guide us to the pure land. But in this case, if we pray to him to save us, that would be a mistake. Because we have the Buddha nature and you are Buddha already. You need to be self-enlightened and self-salvation and have self-mastery. Because you are complete with the Buddha nature.So,
啊、我们雷藏
what are we
超度
delivering in Bardo Deliverance? Here at the Seattle Temple, we often have Bardo Deliverance ceremonies. And there are a lot of registrations. So what is that then? I need to clarify that.
所谓超度
So the so-called Bardo Deliverance is to awaken the original Buddha nature.
我们念经啊，在
or the innate Buddha nature.
唤醒自己的佛。
So in reciting the sutra,
念给佛。
We are awakening our own Buddha nature. So we don't recite the sutra for the Buddhas to hear, because the sutras were spoken by the Buddha. There's no need for us to repeat it to the Buddhas.
就是要
because the Buddhas.Told us about the sutras, that's to awaken our Buddha nature. So we recite the sutras for the Bardo spirits to hear, to awaken their Buddha natures.
卢师尊在这里说法。
So here, Grandmaster Lu is giving the Dharma teaching in order to awaken the Buddha nature of each one of you.So that after hearing this, you would gain the self-enlightenment. At that time, you would know that it does not come from externally. And you don't get it through the liberation from a teacher, but you have to liberate yourself.
This word.就讲得比较深一点比较有禅机
So this is rather deep and profound and
比较有禅机
It has some Zen connotation to it
因为你如果像善知识说
So what the six patriarchs said is rather profound So if you ask a great teacher please liberate me then that's not the case there will not be any benefit to that
你的佛性
The teacher can only awaken your Buddha nature so that you can gain enlightenment on your own and liberate yourselves.
这一段话的意思是这样。
So,
我再
that's the meaning of this phrase.
再讲解一遍。
Let me explain this again. The six patriarchs said,
如果自己 醒悟到自己佛性的
if you can awaken your own or awaken to your own Buddha nature, then
这个开悟
you would know that this Buddha nature and this enlightenment does not come from external.
如果你一直执着
if you are continuing to be attached to a great teacher, a true guru,to help you with liberation, then there's no benefit whatsoever.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为每一个人的心中啊,
because within the mind, within each of our minds, there is this Buddha nature.
这个叫做自悟.
As long as you can be enlightened to your own Buddha nature, then that is called self-enlightened.That your light will be illuminated and you would see your own Buddha nature.
你不需要
That intrinsically, originally, you already embody the Buddha nature. You already embodied me,
就是、
this and you don't need anyone to liberate me.
这个解释
So that's my explanation.
那么在这里面呢
So in here,
这个我们不需要去求什么，其实求就是求自己。
You don't need to seek anything. Actually, you need to seek yourself. Like in studying,
你读多少
？No matter how much you study,、
啊、
the knowledge
是在你自己的。
It's within yourself.
头脑里面。
Within your head.
你去考试。
In taking the exams.
脑里面的知识去应
You use the knowledge in your brain
能够帮你
to take the exam. Nobody can help you.
像我们在台湾啊
like
有些
when we are in Taiwan,
带小孩子
there's some
孔庙
parents that would take us to the Confucius Temple prior to exams.Pray to the Confucius so that Confucius can increase the wisdom of the kids because Confucius is a sage and a scholar. So they pray to the Confucius to bless the kids so that they can pass the exams. So the parents would take the kids to the Confucius temple.
每次
or the education god, scholar god,
哇，好，
文昌 god.
那孔庙啊，很多人。
Because prior to the examination times, that these temples are very crowded with people who are praying.
小孩子去拜完了以后，考试。
So the parents would take the kids to pray prior to exams.
英文考得很差。
But they failed badly at the English class.
不是我啦
I didn't talk about myself.
这个想了半天，孔子怎么没有保佑呢？
And then you would say,、what happened? Confucius did not protect me. And finally, he understood because Confucius did not know English.
孔子是懂得中文啦。
Confucius only knows Chinese.
下次呢，孔子也要。
Only new Chinese.
耶稣也要拜。
So in the future, you have to pray both to Confucius and Jesus.
这是求，这个是求。
So.
那求呢
？This is seeking.
我们讲。
So in seeking, we want comfort in our hearts. Seeking or praying. You're praying to gods or to the.God or the gods is to pray for the peace of mind. But why don't you contemplate on the sutras by the Buddha? Because the sutras contain knowledge, not telling you just to pray, and you get just by praying. That's not the case.
So, 应该啊，平时你要学佛。
So generally, in studying Buddhism is to study the wisdom of the Buddha.
而不是拿香去拜。
It's not lighting incense and praying.
拿香去拜是一个仪式，是尊。
Making an offering of incense is just a ritual, as to show respect to the Buddha.
但是你要求得到佛的智慧，便不是用求能。
But in seeking the wisdom of the Buddha, it's not. You don't.You don't get the wisdom of the Buddha by praying. So in reciting the sutras, if you don't contemplate and comprehend the wisdom of the Buddhas, you will not gain enlightenment. So you cannot get anything by praying. Therefore, there's no need to pray for it. You need to respect the Buddha.And to go deep into the Buddha's wisdom. And you would gain enlightenment on your own Buddha nature.
我们对什么事情呢?
That's what the six patriarchs meant. We should not be too attached to anything.
相信风水,
Even in our beliefs in feng shui,
风水,
in geomancy. So,
一切是有风水。
Of course, I do believe in feng shui. There is feng shui.
总不能把这个
geomancy
这个佛的坐像，佛坐在低的地方。
You know, of course, we cannot place the Buddha's image on a lower place, and we sit at the higher places. That shows disrespect.
必须要坐在高。
So.In the feng shui terms, the Buddhas should be placed at the higher place. That shows respect. Of course, that is considered as feng shui too. And our front door should not face the public toilets or the public restrooms. Because every time you open your front door, you would feel uncomfortable.That's also feng shui. It's common sense.
你家门口对着大马路
Or the front door is facing a busy road.
家门口
And the road is going toward the front door and then curve around.
家门口这样子冲过
And every day, you can see the cars is driving toward your front door and then one day, someone make a mistake and hit to your house.
风水是不能
That's also feng shui.
风水是要相信，但是
So we have to believe in feng shui, but don't be too attached to it.
那有一个人很相信风水
Someone has a strong belief in feng shui, and one day,
刚才莲灯上次讲
Master 莲灯 just now said, there's earthquake.
他的墙倒。
And the wall fell and hit him, crushed him. And someone was trying to help him. And he told the person who's helping him, the rescuer, please slow down. Just wait. Is this the right day to move the earth?Because in feng shui, you have to believe on a certain day to do certain things. But someone was trying to rescue him. And then this person who is so attached to the feng shui belief said, just wait a minute. Please check the feng shui book if today is the proper day to move the ground. Then he's too obsessed.So as a Buddhist practitioner, we cannot be too attached.
就是说，哦，反正我们不用学什么，不用学如来。
Don't think that there's no need for us to learn the Buddha's wisdom. We don't need to be enlightened. We don't need to see the Buddha nature. We can just rely to Grand Master. It's good that we can rely to Grand Master.And at the right time, he would salvage us. He would save us.
啊，这个不能执着的，这个不可以执着这样。
No, but you cannot be thinking like that. You cannot be so attached.
本身的你自己的业。
because this depends on your own karma.
因为佛有讲三种果，三种果很重要。
Because the Buddha said there are three fruitions that's very important.
熟果，这个果是什么意思呢？就是讲你的未来。
This is the fruit.
你自己造
of the future.
多重，多轻。
So the karma that you create.
你自己
whether it's light or heavy,
造的都是善业
whether you only create good karma,
来成熟的
then whatever that would mature,
造的是善业一定升天的
would depend on what you do. So if you create a good karma, then you would definitely go to the heavens. But if you create bad karma, then you would definitely fall into the three lower realms.So at that time, you have to save yourselves. Because only your own karma can help you.
你造的是善业。
So if you create good karma, then you would definitely go to heavens. If you create bad karma, you will definitely go to hell. You cannot cheat on this. It's
所以这个呢,
beyond imagination.So this is the fruition of
善果。什么是真善果？是加强。
The fruition of cause and effect. The second one is it's the fortification, the fruition of fortification.
很会生气。
Like if you have this habitual tendencies to get angry easily,
很容易发火。
That you have a lot of ill will.It's you often lose tempers.
你所遇到的人
And in the future, whoever you encounter,
遇到的
your family, your friends,
你的上司
or your bosses,
都是火药味，都是火药味。
They're all of the same temperaments.
真上
So this is the fruition of fortification.
我就是加强。你如果诚心重的人
So if you're one with a lot of anger in your heart then whoever that you encounter would be people who dislike you and mutually you would have that kind of anger
等流火就是习性
And the third one isThe habitual tendencies.
贪念很重的人，贪念很重的人。
So those with greed,
贪念还是很重的。
That
嗔念很重
will continue to have the greed. Or if you have,
愚痴的人
if you have a great anger,
上面
then in this fruition, you would continue to have this anger.Or if you're deluded or ignorant, then you would continue to be deluded or ignorant.
这个雷藏式的范围之内。
So the fruition of.
我们称为这是活菩萨。
Identity.
万德交归之首。万德交归之首。这里。
That the.
一个手。
Here in this temple.
金刚处。
This.Drum, this Vajra scepter, this Vajra bell, there are many Dharma implements and precious Buddha images.
你看了喜欢
if you like any of them, but even if you like them, they don't belong to you.
那个看庙的那个法师啊，刚好
and the referent who is in charge happened to fall asleep and so you take this item with you then this is a grave karma this is a heavy karma so if you're greedy toward other people's belongings are okay but if you want to take things that belong to a temple thenThat's a very heavy karma.
贪别人的无所谓。
It's okay if you want to take belongings to others. But, like for all the Master's and reference here, if you eat a grain of rice at the temple, this is a poem. Says eating one grain of rice is as big as the Mount Meru. If you don't cultivate spiritually as if it's a bondage on your feet. So if you eat at the temple and you don't cultivate spiritually, it would be the same as bondages on your feet. So eating a grain of rice at the temple is as big as the Mount Meru. If you don't cultivate spiritually, then your feet will be in bondage. Don't think that the cafeteria at the temple here is open to public. And then every morning or afternoon,
dinner,
for lunch or for dinner, So breakfast, lunch and dinner, you're here.
反正庙嘛,
because it's temple, it's open to public, everyone can eat.
你不修行,
but if you don't cultivate,
你就对不起佛菩萨, 罪业,
then you would create grave karma.
下三途,
then you would fall into the three lower realms.
是怎么样子呢? 你将来没有饭可以吃。
Then in this fruition, in the future, or in your future lives, then you would go hungry, you would have no food to eat.
你会越在这一世越吃越快乐, 天天都要来吃。
And in the fruition of equality, is that you would feel very happy eating here, and you come to eat every day because that's your habitual tendencies.
未来,
so in the sutras, it mentioned about this three fruition: the fruition of future, the fruition of fortification, and the fruition of equality,
这一点,
of the sameness. So this side.
那么我在这里提到这个莲仪法师他所讲的
And here I would like to mention what Reverend Lien mentioned.
其实要入修行融入,
we need to apply
你要融入,
or to
融入,
go into the spiritual cultivation. What it means is using your body, speech and mind. You offer the body, speech and mind to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You offer your body to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You offer your speech and your mind to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that's applying the spiritual cultivation into your life. That's spoken by the reference. That your goal should be very high, and the spiritual cultivation should start from your speech, and from your body, and from your thoughts, your mind. And you're a group, you should unite.
一个修行的团体，我们是一个真如。
So this is a spiritual group. True Buddha school is a spiritual group.
千万不要两舌恶口。
Don't have evil speech.
挑拨是非,
double tongue, creating gossips.
是讲粗话，讲粗。
So evil speech is which you cannot say. And that would be spiritual cultivation. You cannot curse.
其余就是,
you cannot talk nonsense.
不能讲两舌的话,
or
多是非,
creating gossips or creating discords.
很简单举,
if you don't do any of this, then that would be spiritual cultivation.
四种,
let me set a simple example.
安,
for this speech, related to the speech.
这个就是休息。
So if you can abide by these precepts, that would be spiritual cultivation. say those four kinds of speeches. That's very ordinary. And you start from this. You start from your speech. And you start from your mind. And from your body. From the action. So you cannot want any of these things. At the temple, of course, things that's to be given freely, that would be fine. If the abbot said, all of these Buddha images are free for you to take home, then everyone can take them home and have trucks. So if the abbot says so, then that's fine. Like if the sutras are free, then that's fine. If it's said so, it's okay. But if it's not, then you cannot take them. Like the relics or the sariras of my mother after her cremation, they're beautiful white sariras that were placed here, and my dad came, my father came to pay homage to my mother. And I told my father that we have my mother's sariras here. He took a look, and the sariras were all gone. And I thought, what happened? How could anyone steal my mother's sariras? So there's no benefits to the thief, then it's even harmful to him or her. So within a temple, things that's not to be given freely, you should not take. So with the fruition of the future, you would fall into the three lower realms. With the fruition of fortification in the future, you will not get anything good in the future. And with the fruition of equality, that your habits would get worse and worse. Even in the future lives, you would still steal things. So in a spiritual group, we should have our goal set high, but we should start the cultivation from the bottom. Like we have to be careful in our speech. We should not make mistakes in our speech. And we should not create discords. I cannot create any discord. And the heaviest karma of all is to create discord within a sangha, within spiritual cultivators. This is even heavier karma than killing. You know, in the among the Buddhist precepts, killing is already a heavy precept. But creating discord within sangha is heavier than killing. So that the sangha would be divided into several different groups. You know, like this is the group of the red lotus or white. So do not be double tongued. So between the reference, between the masters, when you talk, please do not create any discords among temples, among chapters. In the view of Grand Master, everyone is equal. So don't create discord. You're in my group, some masters would say. You're my people. This sounds incorrect. So if you die, what would happen? So even Grandmaster cannot say that you belong to me. One day I would die, then who would you belong to then?
你们要跟的是佛的智慧。
What you should follow is the wisdom of the Buddha, and you should gain self-enlightenment on your own. You cannot follow me. You're just my disciples. You're listening to me expounding the Buddha, the Buddha's wisdom. And after listening, you gain enlightenment on your own. I'm not asking you to follow me. I never ask anyone to follow me.
我会叫莉莉法师，你是我的人。
Reverend Lily,
你永远
you're my person.
你不不
you have to
不可以去听别人。
You cannot follow any other master, so you cannot listen to the teachings of other
你是我的
teachers. You can only listen.You belong to me.
他听谁说?
Then if I die, who should she listen to?
你,
so the teacher is only teaching you to gain self-enlightenment, not to.
也很重要。
This is also important.
我们不能讲假话, 讲假话。
So we cannot.Tell lies or say false words, creating discords.
哎，出去，在街上走。
That's not right.
碰到一个瞎子乞丐。
A wife followed her husband walking on the road, and seeing a blind beggar. And the wife was very kind and took a lot of money and give the money to the beggar. And the husband said.
他是一个瞎子乞丐啊，天天都在这里。
He's a blind beggar.
他不是瞎子啊。
This blind beggar is pretending to be blind. He's actually not blind. He can see.
瞎子骗人家的钱。
He's just trying to cheat people out of their money. Why did you give?Him a lot of money. And the wife said, Didn't you hear him talk? He said that I'm young and beautiful and dressed beautifully and just gorgeous. Didn't you hear? Of course, that was a fake blind beggar. That's why he could say that to the wife.And then the husband was thinking, because the beggars praised her so much, so she gave him a lot of money. But the husband thought, oh, the beggar is truly blind then. You know, after a long thought, the husband thought, came to the conclusion, the beggar must be really blind then. Because the beggar was saying false words, was telling lies. Because if you tell lies, people can give you money.
We also can't say lies.
So, everything's the best already. That everything on earth would belong to me. That's complete. And then you even have the Buddha's wisdom and you're enlightened. Then you would not be scared of the 2012. So we should be grateful to this Buddha Dharma that's bestowed by Sakyamuni. And Buddha's wisdom is incredible, is unsurpassable. It's equal, it's indiscriminate toward all sentient beings. It's perfect.
平等。
And in some religions, there's some differences. But here, everyone embodies the Buddha nature. Everyone's equal. So we welcome all of you to take refuge in true Buddha school. You don't take refuge in me.
你们是皈依佛皈依法
You take refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma, in the Sangha.
在的时候呢皈依
And when I am here, you also take refuge in the lineage of the Guru. But if I'm not here anymore, you can also take refuge in other Gurus, or other Masters, or other virtuous and knowledgeable teachers. And then...take refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma, in the Sangha. Amen.